بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, and welcome to another edition of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Let's listen to a question sent to us by one of the dear listeners, and then we will be back.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Today's question: what is the philosophy of fasting, or what are the consequences of fasting? Can you please give us some practical procedures? Can you please give us some practical suggestions in order to increase our spirituality or ma'nawiyyah in the holy month of Ramadan and the spiritual journey that we are trying to step in this holy month?
Hujjat al-Islam Dr. Murtaza Karimi, Islamic scholar.
We were talking about some practical instructions for a spiritual journey, especially during the holy month of Ramadan that is quickly passing by, and we hope that all the dear listeners and me myself have been able to make most out of this spiritual month and great opportunity. So we said that we want to talk about five instructions given by all Muslim mystics, and of course they are rooted in the verses of the Noble Book of Quran and the narrations. The first one was not to speak unless necessary, and the second one was not to eat more than necessary. So we say that in the same way as keeping silent, eating small portions also affects the spirit in a powerful way, and it allows the spirit to grow. On the other hand, when we eat too much, even if our food is halal and permitted to eat, it makes us busy and our spirit would become lazy. There are many narrations on the merits of fasting or eating little. For example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in his well-known advice to Unwan Basri, as you remember in some of the previous sessions, we talked in details about this very precious advice of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. In a part of this narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, أما اللواتي في الرياضة فإياك أن تأكل ما لا تشتهيه. As for the three pieces of advice on discipline, firstly, do not eat that which you have no appetite for. فإنه يورث الحماقة والبلة. For this brings about idiocy and stupidity. So this is a very clear message of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that to eat what we have no appetite for would bring us stupidity. وَلَا تَأْكُلْ إِلَّا عِنْدَ الْجُوهِ. Secondly, do not eat unless you are hungry. وَإِذَا أَكَلْتَ فَكُلْ حَلَالًا. And thirdly, when you do eat, eat only that which is lawful, that is halal, that is permitted to be eaten. So, I mean, the first point and the second point were recommended actions, but this one, I mean, eating lawful food is, of course, an obligatory upon all the Muslims.
Each year, for 30 days, 1.5 billion Muslims around the world fast during the month of Ramadan. You may have heard about Ramadan as a time during which followers of Islam abstain from food and drink each day from dawn until sunset. But there's much more to this month than simply not eating or drinking. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic lunar calendar. Being lunar means, in effect, that within the span of every 30 years or so, the month of Ramadan falls in each of the four seasons, hence the just nature of the lunar system. Just imagine the month arising at the same time every summer or every winter. Which brings us to an interesting question. It's hard enough to abstain from food and water for a whole day. How do people do it in the summer? Not even water? Actions that Muslims are commanded to avoid during fasting hours include eating, drinking, smoking, and the list continues. Then they are free vis-a-vis these actions until daybreak of the following day. The time to break the fast, or in other words, to feast, coincides with sunset. It is often a fun time for families and friends who share meals and invite each other over for dinner, or dine with their local community at a mosque or center. Obviously, there are exceptions. For someone with health concerns who requires medications throughout the day, fasting is not an option for them. In general, where fasting compromises an ill person's pace of treatment or prognosis, they are ordered to refrain. Other exceptions include pregnant women, nursing mothers, postpartum women, children, travelers, and seniors who either cannot tolerate fasting or upon whom fasting is harmful. Almost everyone else, fasting is fair game.
Another recommended action, wasammi Allah, and begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذْكُرْ حَدِيثَ الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ and remember the tradition of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, مَا مَلَأَ آدَمِيٌ وِعَاءً شَرًّا مِنْ بَطْنِهِ Man has never filled any vessel worse than his own stomach. فَإِنْ كَانَ وَلَا بُدَّ فَثُلْثٌ لِطَعَامِهِ وَثُلْثٌ لِشَرَابِهِ وَثُلْثٌ لِنَفْسِهِ So if you must feel, then allow one third of your stomach for food, another third for drink, and keep the last third for the air. Let me correct my recitation of the verse. وَثُلْثٌ لِنَفَسِهِ The third, the last third of the stomach should be there for the air, for breathing. So that was about the second practical instruction for our spiritual journey. The third one is not to sleep too much. This is especially important so that we do not waste our time and lose the golden opportunity of performing, for example, night prayers. Excessive comfort of the body is poisonous for our spirit. We need just the right amount of food and rest in order to have a healthy body, because our body must be healthy to serve us. There is no doubt about this point. But more than this will be harmful for both our body and also our spirit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created our body in such a way that when we look after our body, we also end up looking after our spirit. We do not need to, damage our body to become a pious person. But if we eat too much, we damage both our body and our spirit. Also, if we sleep too much, then do not take exercise and follow an inactive lifestyle, again, for sure, we will damage our body and our spirit. So it is very important not to sleep too much. We have some verses in this regard and also some narrations that inshallah I will mention in the following session. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.